pain and suffering. As most paranormal investigators and armchair enthusiasts will tell you, where one finds strong emotion, whether positive or negative, one also tends to find ghosts. While there was no shortage of ghost stories to be found when I spoke to a host of doctors, nurses, and other medical staff, perhaps the darkest and most disturbing stories came from the lunatic asylums, where the inmates, considering the sheer brutality that many of them suffered, it seems unfair to refer to them as patients, were incarcerated for months, years, and sometimes decades upon end. That started me thinking about jails and prisons. During my 23-year career as a paranormal investigator, I had only investigated one such place, the jail in a small mountain town in my adopted state of Colorado named Cripple Creek. It had been an extraordinary experience. Along with a number of fellow paranormal investigators, I was fortunate enough to experience disembodied voices, phantom footsteps, and perhaps strangest of all, a colleague saw my doppelganger standing on the upper cell block while the actual me was sitting safe and sound in a cell with a colleague standing guard in the doorway. While prowling the hallways of the jail and spending some time in the cells, staring at the four walls and contemplating the steel bars that penned me in, I found it easy to put myself in the shoes of someone who was forcibly deprived of their freedom and locked away in such a place. In terms of the raw emotion that it would generate, whether one was innocent or guilty really didn't matter either way. There would be plenty of time for the inmates to brood about what they had or hadn't done. Imagine the sheer amount of pent-up anger, resentment, and sometimes despair that would be generated over the time of the average prison sentence. Multiply it by the number of prisons incarcerated there, and suddenly you have a very potent energy source for paranormal activity. Some have put forward the idea that such negative emotion can create a sort of psychic scar, one that can be perhaps picked up at a future time by certain people, those who are suitably attuned to their surrounding environment. If that is indeed the case, it should come as no surprise to us that places of imprisonment also often turn out to be haunted by the echoes of inmates, and often jailers, past. The more I thought about it, the more I wanted to explore the idea further. Now, all that I needed was an abandoned prison, preferably one with a solid track record of being haunted. One of the first places that came to mind was Bodmin Jail in Cornwall, England, which had it all and more besides. A rich and colorful history, a fearsome reputation, and a skilled team of in-house paranormal experts with whom I could consult and cooperate. When I reached out to their representatives, the owners of Bodmin Jail were amenable to my visiting the place and carrying out an investigation of my own. I wanted to spend some time there looking for answers, trying to connect with the spirits of the jail and seeing if I could gather some evidence of their existence or, on the other hand, debunk some of the stories that were circulating about the place. Once permission was secured, I made arrangements to fly in from America in the early part of 2018 and brought in some fellow paranormal investigators to accompany me. My friends and colleagues, Stephen and Leslie, put in the lion's share of the work, while Gaynor and Caroline also joined us for part of the investigation. It is an open secret amongst the community of paranormal enthusiasts that much of what we do in the field is often fruitless and relatively dull. There's a lot of sitting around monitoring equipment, setting up experiments, taking baseline readings, and waiting for something to happen. All too often, that something never comes. Fortunately for us, Bodmin Jail would prove to be the exception rather than the rule. The grand old place wasn't going to disappoint us in the slightest. Let's go and find out why, shall we? Richard Estep, Longmont, Colorado, June 6th, 2020. Chapter 1. Three Sundays. On July 20th, 1909, the last execution to ever be carried out in Cornwall took place at Bodmin. The condemned man was one William Hampton, age 24, who had been sentenced to death for the crime of murdering his girlfriend, Emily Barnes Treworth, in Tredia. The poor girl was just 16 years old at the time her life was so tragically cut short. According to the prosecution, the motive was a simple one. Emily no longer wanted to see William. Rather than allow her to break off their relationship and leave him, he chose instead to strangle her to death. Hanging a man, or for that matter a woman, was no simple matter. It required significantly more effort than